Eye on the Arctic, views from the north. I'm Carolyn Arbor. The latest satellite mapping analysis of the planet's untouched forests by a group of organizations shows that Canada has the highest share and fastest rate of intact forest degradation in the world, followed closely by Russia. And some of the damage is occurring in the north with devastating consequences. Peter Lee is the executive director of Global Forest Watch Canada, and he joins us from Edmonton, Alberta. Hello.
Hello, thank you.
Mr. Lee, first of all, what is the definition of a large intact forest?
These are large areas, over 50,000 hectares or 500 square kilometers. And by looking through satellites, specifically the Landsat satellite, which is considered a medium-resolution satellite, there is no sign of human use, meaning roads, clear cuts, pipelines, infrastructure, towns, cities, agricultural clearings, and so on. So anything you can see that's caused by humans from this satellite is excluded from what's called an intact forest landscape. And this is a definition they apply consistently around the world.
Canada is at the top of the Institute's list of countries where large intact forests are being degraded the most. Where does Canada's north fit into the picture in terms of fragmentation of these landscapes?
Well, any areas in Canada that have trees are mapped and analyzed by World Resources Institute according to their definition. So if it's treed, it's included. So that would include, for example, all the northern boreal forests of Canada, which go into, you know, considerable areas in the Northwest Territories and a small area in Nunavut, for example, and certainly, you know, most of northern Quebec and most of the northern provinces.
Would you say the majority of the degradation activities are happening in the north?
Oh, it's probably about half and half. And it's really actually a very interesting story because in the north, another part of the definition is that fires which are adjacent to infrastructure and therefore, you know, probably or potentially set by humans are also excluded from the definition of intact forest landscapes and are considered degraded, not lost, but degraded intact forest landscapes. So that's the common situation in the north and why the analysis showed such a high amount of degradation of these pristine forests in the north. In the south of Canada, it's quite a different story. It's mainly due to industrial uses, the expansion in particular of the oil and gas sector.
That's what's mentioned also in the report as being the cause for degradation in Western Siberia. In Canada's north, oil and gas production is not so much a reason for it?
Well, it is an important reason, but I was just saying in the north it's mostly the fire issue and fires adjacent to infrastructure, presumably or assumed by World Resources Institute to have been set by humans and therefore is not, you know, as natural a situation lightning caused fires, for example.
What is the impact of losing these large forests?
Well, the impact is potentially significant, and but that significant varies around the world. But in general, those species, like in Canada, for example, caribou, which depend absolutely on large intact landscapes, forest landscapes, boreal landscapes in southern Canada, and in northern Canada, the sparsely treed landscapes, and of course tundra and barren lands in northern Canada. So when you start fragmenting through human use of these landscapes, the science is clear that they have a very negative impact on caribou populations, and that's why woodland caribou populations in Canada are now listed under the Species at Risk Act, you know, and are considered endangered. Many of the herds are considered endangered and threatened, and a lot of that is scientifically proven to be caused by, you know, human, mainly industrial expansions into frontier forests.
I suspect in the case of forests that are being degraded by fire, as you mentioned, the impact is reversible over decades.
But oh, yeah. I mean, fires are a natural part of boreal forest ecosystems. more than a natural part. They're a necessary part. And on a temporary basis, species like woodland caribou decline in areas that have been burned, but over time, you know, as the forest recovers and basically the lichen growth that caribou depend on recovers, then those caribou will migrate back into the into that forested landscape. So burned areas are recoverable. The issue and the debate seems to center around the increased frequency of fires caused by humans setting them close to infrastructure is setting an unnatural pace and scale of fire frequency in Canada's boreal forest in particular, and is potentially having a big negative effect on species like caribou. There's other species too, for example, grizzly bear in western Canada in both boreal and montane forests. It's the same issue. These species that were often called, you know, charismatic megafauna that require large areas of pristine land to survive have difficulty in industrialized landscapes.
In the cases of forests being fragmented by industrial activity, then the impact is not reversible, I suspect.
Anything's reversible in geologic timescales, but if you're talking about human timescales, years and decades, for example, it's the recovery rates in boreal forests are very slow, maybe over 100 years compared to maybe 30 years in tropical forests. So the recovery rate is very, very slow. And what we're seeing is not the ability to recover because industrial uses are expanding in the north. So the opportunity for recovery is not yet there because industry continues to expand.
Right. The World Resources Institute says 104 million hectares of intact forests on the planet were fragmented in just a little over a decade. How do we stop this destruction? Is there a way to stop it?
Well, many are trying, right? It's kind of one of those situations of whether you think the cup is half full or half empty. So the World Resources Institute is trying to, through their Global Forest Watch initiative, is trying, you know, to bring awareness to the issue by providing data and information. And then, but they are also pursuing, you know, more detailed consultations and data sets, trying to link progressive companies, for example, with this new data. So progressive industries can make, you know, conservation-minded decisions, as they're often kind of being forced to in the marketplace as time goes on. And then what's called the laggards, those industries that, you know, simply don't care or don't want to get engaged, over time will be kind of, you know, gently encouraged or maybe even forced to be conservation-minded over time. But the first thing to do is to try to get good information out there and have the debate occur.
What is your prognosis for large intact forests in Canada?
Well, the short-term prognosis is grim. But I work in this is my daily work. And so you have to have hope. And I have grandchildren, so I have hope.
Peter Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.